June is the month for college graduation, but for many homeless youth, college is beyond their grasp. Senator Patty Murray is pushing legislation to remove some of the barriers and make it easier for them to get a college degree. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The paperwork for college applications can be overwhelming, but being homeless complicates that process. When Clarissa Lunday applied for federal financial aid, she had to provide information about her homelessness.
That was probably the most difficult because I can talk about it. Like, I'm fine talking about it. It's writing it out that's just like, okay, this does not feel good, drudging up this information that I pushed down anyways.
It was hard to write about the series of traumatic events that led up to her becoming homeless, being raped, being kicked out of her parents' house, her depression. On top of the paperwork, some schools also had an interview process. Senator Patty Murray points to a recent federal report that found homeless students and foster youth pursue college at lower rates. These students face rigid requirements that include layers of documentation to get aid.
If we don't help these young people get access to college education, to be able to pay in-state tuition, not out-of-state tuition, the cost to our economy and our country is much greater because they will end up in a place where they can't contribute back.
Murray's proposal would streamline the financial aid questions for homeless students. It would also require colleges to create a one-stop office to help them. For Lunday, it would have made a world of difference.
It will definitely provide me and others not having to share that pain with people that we don't know or having to tell it over and over and over again.
Lunday is going back to school this fall. She plans to get a degree in fashion merchandising. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.